النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Dialogue. I'm your host Mahdi. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure source of wisdom and knowledge. Despite his young age, he showed what divinely gifted knowledge really looks like. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. After Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered with the answers of an expert the most difficult of questions posed to him by the Shia scholars and jurisprudents, the Shia leaders at that time had more faith and certainty now of what they had previously believed, that a divinely appointed Imam must have the most knowledge and he must be the most knowledgeable one of his time, regardless of whether he is young or old. And so the knowledge, virtue, and the delving into the sciences of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam astonished the minds and sparked meetings and gatherings in all parts of the Muslim world. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, his select, his party, the case of his knowledge, his argument, his path, his light, his proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi, alayhi salam. There's an interesting dialogue that he has with one of his companions. Most probably he's a companion from Ahwaz, if we remember correctly. And so in this conversation and in this dialogue, we find that Imam al-Hadi, alayhi salam, was talking about both absolute compulsion and absolute free will. After talking about compulsion, which we have, by the grace of Allah, covered in our previous episodes, we find that Imam al-Hadi, alayhi salam, he moves on towards the concept of absolute free will. And when talking about absolute free will, the divinely appointed Imam, he brings up certain verses from the Holy Quran in trying to prove that this concept of absolute free will is flawed. It has problems in it, and that actually the matter is a matter which is in between these two. So it's very beautiful if you go through the whole conversation, which we have been doing, you know, on the program up to this point, is that, you know, the Imam talks about absolute compulsion, and then he kind of shows the flaws in that. Then he talks about absolute free will. He talks about the flaws in that. And then eventually he starts to talk about this idea that it is a matter between the two matters, meaning it's neither absolute compulsion or absolute free will, but it's something that is in between these two. So here, well, you know, he's talking about the idea of free will. So talking about this, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he says that he who claims that Allah has entrusted his orders and prohibitions to his people, meaning absolute free will, describes Allah as one who is unable, and consequently Allah is the one who must accept all which the people have done, whether good or bad. This kind of an individual, again, who believes in absolute free will, denies the orders and prohibitions and warnings and threats of Allah. When an individual claims that Allah has entrusted all and everything to man, as in absolute free will, it means that man is free to believe or disbelieve, and that he shall not be blamed for his decision. And so this is here a point that needs to be noted about free will before we end the program. And that's what Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam is saying, yes, we have the freedom to choose between something that is good and something that is bad. But the idea of absolute free will means that, yes, we are free to believe or disbelieve and choose between right and wrong, but absolute free will includes this idea that when we choose, especially when we choose to disbelieve and we choose to do something wrong, then we won't be blamed for that decision, because it's absolute free will, so Allah cannot punish us, and Allah, you know, cannot reward us either, because it is all in our free will. And this is how we see that absolute free will is something which is a flawed concept, and rather the reality is something that is in between the two. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi, alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.